This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC, always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey, by the way, thanks to all the love that we got on the stupid video clip that we put up yesterday that I don't even remember doing it.
I don't either.
So there was a crime spree around the Super Bowl, and these people went and stole like $300,000 worth of video equipment from all different people, including Jason Derulo. And the short part, you know what Adrian's really good at? You know, can I just tell you something, everybody, right now? What
everybody pay attention. Listen up.
Yeah. Listen closely. This is what Adrian's really good at. He's really good at picking random stuff out of our video stuff that wouldn't expect would be a thing.
Yeah.
And then like yesterday puts this thing up and I'm talking about how some of the video equipment, some of this $300,000 in video equipment, including Jason Derulo stuff, got stolen from the DraftKings people at the Super Bowl at Radio Row. DraftKings was literally right next to us. And I was like, oh my God, we were right there. It could have been us if we'd have had anything worth stealing. And then, and thank God they didn't take Kay Adams. She's a national treasure. And although I don't like her anymore because she wouldn't let us take a picture with her. She was snobby about the picture.
Oh, yeah,
What are you going to do? I will, for the record, I will never turn you down for a picture. Not that you would care. Anyone,
but just so you know,
please take a picture.
Actually, ask me.
I'm needy. Yeah, I'm needy. We were like, we were right next to it where they stole all the stuff. And Michaela goes, yeah, we were at the crime of the scene. And I was like, yeah, or the scene of the crime. I don't care what you say. And people just have lost their minds. And so thank you for that. And
yeah, I went into Fountain Blue yesterday. I go to this little place to get Jolly Ranchers, a gift shop. And I had three people, I don't know what was in the air, laughing when they saw me. Oh my God, you guys were so funny this morning. I've been loving tuning in, loved that clip. And I was like, do I know you? No, it felt good. I was like, thank you so much, dude.
So we love you back and thank you so much and we appreciate you. And by the way, if you're lucky enough to get Nevada Day off tomorrow, happy Super Friday, as they call it in the casino industry. Happy Super Friday. For the rest of us, happy Thursday. And you know, finish strong. But we all know that we're gonna give just like the lamest effort tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's just going to be, because when you know that half the people are off and you're part of the half that's not,
yeah,
and you're just going to be like,
it's last day of school vibes for sure.
Yes. Yes. And welcome to it. Chet Buchanan Show. Oh, first pick's different this morning. Hang on a sec. First pick's different this morning.
Oh,
don't make that face, Michaela. Don't, you're making face already. Every once in a while, I purposely keep Michaela in the dark on stuff because you don't, you know, take it as it comes. But it's gotten now. But now, as we're what, 8-9 months in on this show?
Six.
Great. But now she's gotten to where, like, I need to know everything. No, you don't. It's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep me on my toes. I like it.
I still like this face. Yeah. And then the eye roll. Which may or may not have been real.
It's not real. I'm ready. Yeah.
An exhibition round of first pick coming up in just a couple of minutes. Hang on.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I still haven't landed on just exactly how to present this bit, but the long and the short of it, I'm stuck between things that Michaela probably just doesn't care about at all.
or,
hey, Michaela, what do you know about this?
Okay, let's see, Michaela, what do you know more about this?
Hey, Michaela, what do you know about this? Well, it's the same way. It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. So it's really, yeah, I know you don't care. I know you don't care about any of this, but it's kind of a funky story. Okay, Michaela, do you know who's the biggest star on the LA Dodgers?
God.
I don't know is a perfectly good answer.
Okay.
Pete Rose. Know. Say Pete Rose.
I would have never said that. Pete Rose.
Shohei Ohtani. This is not unlike fill in the blank. Yes, you've heard of Shohei Ohtani.
Yes, I have. He's really good.
Made history last month when he became the first major league player to hit to be a 50-50 player. Do you know what that means? 50 what and 50 what?
No, 50 catching, 50 hitting.
50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a single season. See, now you care, right?
Yes.
She's smiling. She's smiling. She's the joy on her face is amazing. You can't hear that on the radio.
Thank you.
she's playing to the camera right now, which means
baseball pro.
Yeah. Okay. So the ball from his record-breaking 50th home run just hit the auction block and broke another record. It's so, how much money do you think is stupid baseball that he didn't even sign is sold for?
$2 million.
$4.392 million. The most paid for a baseball or any sports ball ever.
Oof. And I was guessing high with the two. Well, good for him. Making history is a big deal.
I don't think he gets the money. I don't think it's his ball. I think whoever caught the ball, I think sold it.
Oh. And yeah.
He tried to get it from them and they were like, no thanks. He didn't like the offer that they made.
Shady.
Previous record was held by Mark McGwire. Do you know who Mark McGwire is?
I believe I've heard the name.
Do you know what he's important for? Sort of sports ball?
No.
he was the first one to hit 70 home runs back in 1998, and his 70th home run ball, which was a big deal, that sold for $3 million. This one sold for $4.392.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the economy's rough.
Kind of a big deal.
And so the economy's rough. So it went
apparently,
up from, yeah,
apparently, a million. Yeah, apparently not. If we're selling baseballs for $4.3 million, apparently it's not as bad as what they're telling us.
Yeah.
There's cash out there somewhere. Well, I like it. This will, you know what? We'll polish this one up a little bit. The first pick, when we do have it, is brought to you by our good friends at Vegas Pumpkin Patch. Enjoy Vegas Pumpkin Patches on both the east and west sides of town. Michaela will be, she's graced us with her presence on the west side tomorrow. I know the east side demanded it. They said, why does she go to the west side and not come to see us on the east side? Well, we've heard you.
Yeah, I said say less, I'm on my way.
It's the Cowabunga Bay lot, right?
Yeah, Cowabunga Bay parking lot, 4 to 6. It's super super
day?
Fun tomorrow.
Okay,
Friday.
Good.
Yep.
All right. Visit VegasPumpkinPatch.com if you would like to find out more. And we will be right back.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Do you like mysteries, Michaela?
Love. Love.
Me too. And especially real life stuff that you just can't explain. And yeah, documentary stuff like that. Well, we got one happening right here, right now in the world as we speak. In fact, there are a lot of people. This is also a funny related story. Nearly 2/3 of people believe that they can crack a real life case.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That they have the skills, that they know that if they were put onto something, that they can figure it out.
A bunch of Nancy Drews out there, and I'm one of them.
Nancy Drew, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy Drew. Parents, explain that one
dated
to your 30-year-old child. right. Well, you. So everybody who thinks that they've got justice for Reba solved, we need your attention. We need everybody's brain power on this one. Up in Canada, in Newfoundland, which is on the Atlantic coast, unidentified white blobs have been washing ashore on the beaches for over a month now.
Really?
Environmental authorities have no idea what it is, which is pretty odd because you'd think that they'd be able to, you know, like test the stuff and figure out what it is. These things range in size from a small coin up to the size of a dinner plate. It didn't take long for the locals to notice them and get concerned. Yeah. One local describes them as doughy, like half made bread.
To me, it looks like
soap or like a soapy. Well, somebody else described it as a very strong smell of vegetable oil. It's unclear if anybody decided to put some in their mouth or not, but
you know, somebody did.
I don't think so because it looks Crisco-y from what I've seen, but I'm not tasting that. I'm not gonna, it wasn't just some kid flushing their Play-Doh or anything because there's a significant, in air quotes, a significant amount of this stuff that has showed up across like 50 miles of coastline.
Wow.
So if it was something that was dumped, it didn't just come from like one family. It's like commercial.
Like over to, Oh, that's kind of weird.
They've collected samples. One local was told that they were analyzing it in a lab, but this was weeks ago and they haven't heard back. One preliminary test suggested it could be plant-based. Now I will admit that I read the story, heard that plant-based thing, and that's what stuck in my mind when I saw the pictures, and that's why I think it's Crisco-y to me.
Okay.
Because I know it's plant-based or soapy because I know it's plant-based. I don't know if that makes a difference. Unclear if any additional stuff is still washing up or if it's just being left on the beaches, you know, and washing in and washing out.
Sure.
It sounds like it's still coming, but it's also unclear what people should do since nobody knows what it is. One person says it doesn't seem like it's going to, you know, degrade on its own.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of like stuff just sticks to it.
What the heck is it? It's all the people that never recycled. They did not listen. And now it's just coming up in blobs.
And then another person, back to the, you know, putting it in your mouth. Another person just said, yeah, fry it up, put some molasses on it and let us know how it was.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always helps if I turn these things on. Okay. The big mystery that's upon it. I was just checking my phone. I got 3 texts this morning. Did Michaela's fiance find her passport? And they were offering help, but none of this is.
Listen, that's so sweet and thank you so much. But we leave Sunday. We tore the house apart yesterday. The cars everywhere. I prayed to St. Anthony, which is what a lot of Catholics do. I did everything you could imagine. Is that the patron
saints of lost stuff?
Yeah. You like turn in 3 circles and then you're like, St. Anthony, please help me. Even St. Anthony was like, you're on your own, sis. Like, it's
I don't think the 3 circles thing is real. That doesn't seem
at this point, I'm willing to do anything. Still hasn't found it. We've got what, less than 72 hours? And I'm smiling right now for the people, but inside, I'm screaming.
Sorry. And then... Well, they're dead. Hang on. Inappropriate comment alert. This isn't mine. Well, there doesn't seem to be a problem getting in from that side, says the guy. Getting into Mexico from...
Get into Mexico.
Or you can get into the U.S. from Mexico. So what's the...
Well, listen, I wish we had the same luck.
We don't do politics on this show, but come on. That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm looking for enter Mexico from U.S. You need a... right off the top. To enter Mexico from the United States, you need the following valid passport. Damn.
I know. And I thought that maybe, you know, those license that they give you, that's, what are they called? Where they're like,
yeah, real ID.
I thought the real ID would be enough. It's not. It only works if you're traveling through car or water. Like you can't fly with it. So also that was pointless.
Oh, road trip. How far is the drive to Puerto Vallarta? How can we?
Hop on my motorcycle, Lisa. We're out of here.
Oh, God, even better. And if you got a sidecar, that's a movie. We could at least sell that to Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, if you
they're
got a side,
everything else, might as well buy that.
You got a sidecar. Yeah. Take the dog. Oh, my God. That would be great. Wait, if you've got a... Oh, no, you need that in addition. Man, it just kind of starts and ends a passport, doesn't it?
I know.
I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, cool. Where do you get a completed multiple migratory form? And they were like, no, you need that with your passport.
Yeah. Like, so if we don't find it... And she's working. Like, we're going as... She's the DJ, I'm the singer. So it's not even like a vacation. We have to, like, go for work. I'm stressed out.
It's the old DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. He's the DJ. I'm the rapper.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it might just be the rapper this trip. It might be a solo trip now.
Good Lord. Oh, and then the department. Well, she might be the smart one. U.S. State Department. Oh, no, that was last year. Never mind. They were saying, don't go there. There's crime and violence. And oh, my God, that was last year.
I'm going for that paycheck, baby. That's what I'm going for. Nothing will get in the way except Lisa's passport that we don't have.
Yeah, apparently the passport might get in the way. In fact, it's
a million percent getting
in the way. You got 48 hours to find the...
That's it. We're breaking up.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Well, okay, I realized I just did the math. It's not Friday yet. So no, you have 72 hours to find the passport.
Yeah.
So that makes it better.
Does it though, Chet? Like 72, 48, 24, haven't found it in
to
a week?
To me it does. Listen, you know, I always believe stuff's going to work out. And it's going to work out in the most amazing of fashions. It may be right at the last minute. You know, like all of a sudden, you'll be like, you'll see your dog scratching at their bed.
Yeah.
And somehow Lisa will have thought, well, let's hide it under the dog bed so that, you know, when the burglars come, they won't find it. Because who looks in the dog bed for a passport?
No. And as much as I love your optimism and excitement and zest for life, I'm literally swallowing my heartburn every step I take this morning because I'm stressed out and will continue to be until I find that stupid passport.
Because they're going to Mexico for a gig, and not just a well-paying gig.
Yes, yes, for a well-paying gig.
Michaela, what do you do with like your important documents at home?
Okay,
there's not a folder,
so
a safe.
Your business. That's none of your business. Don't you need to tell?
Well, it's so sad because Lisa, God bless her, puts all my stuff away so organized. She's like the keeper of our home. She's the organized one. So when the organized one starts losing stuff, things aren't good, you guys. Okay?
Ordinarily.
Sign.
That really is a valid question, though, from Adrian, even though it's none of our business.
No, I love you guys. She puts it away for me.
Ordinarily, what is the passport hiding place?
The passport. password hiding places in our safe.
So you do have a safe. That's what I was wondering. Because, you got a safe?
It does seem
But we've got everything in the safe.
Business.
We've got everything in the safe except for Lisa's passport. So what's the point?
Yeah, once you know the combination to the panic room, you get into the safe. All right, listen, you hear the music. We got to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Parisa Solomini, what a great story. She won, and then she didn't win, and then she won again. And then, and there was protests and controversy. I'll say it to her face. She's a bit of a handful because she's protested twice. Even one time when she was winning, she was protesting. So I don't know.
Oh my God, she did.
It's fun to say, I love her. I love her to tears. I really do. And she's already, and I was getting ready for the show today, and I'm like, my God, she's already going for win number 4, if you can believe that. So, Parisa's going for win number 4. You should be calling number 25 at 702-364-9898. Can you beat Parisa and become the new champion of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown? And if you do that, we'll give you your choice of either tickets to go see Mariah Carey in February or tickets to see Shakira next summer at Allegiant Stadium. Tickets going on sale for that tomorrow, but you can have yours before you can buy them if you're today's champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown next.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Here is your three-time champion from the Southwest. Our good friend, Parisa Solomini. What do you have to complain about today? I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
What's up, Parisi?
Parisa.
I know. I just wanted to say it lovingly, like my sister. Wrong name.
I was like, well, don't aggravate her. Don't aggravate her now.
Don't poke the bear.
Parisa, are you going to talk to us today or no?
I'm not trying to complain.
No, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
She's not going to say anything.
No. Now it's just family. I was just busting the hump. Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, good. Me too. God, you're scared. Okay, we were all scared for a minute there.
Chad dropped his head like Eeyore. He felt so bad. He was like, oh.
I was sad. I was like, oh no. Well, because sometimes sarcasm doesn't always come across, on the radio. And I know, and honest to God, this is a true story. Let me stop the music just for a second. People are sensitive now in 2024. I was seeing a thing that they were talking about, things that make people tune out from radio shows. And if they think you're mean, they'll tune out. And it's like, and so I never want to be mean, but sometimes I joke hard.
It's really hard with a joke.
Yeah. And I was like, oh no. Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
We got Karina. Why not? Seven Hills.
Cool name.
Listen, you guys know it's a radio show, right? You got to talk to us. You have to. It's part of the deal.
I was able to talk.
Well, why would you not be able? Why would you not be able to talk?
Well, I thought you wanted me to be quiet while you talk to Parisi in case she had something. I'm over here trying to think of something to protest about.
Am I such a bad guy?
Am I such a
bad guy? Is it so awful?
My name is being destroyed.
I'm with you, Parisa. I'm with you. As a man who goes through life being called Chuck more often than he's called Chet, listen, I'm with you. I'm on your side. I don't like the negative vibes around this today. Just saying.
All right.
Okay. All right, first 1 to 3 is the winner. Let's play the game. See if we can change this up a little bit. First 1 to 3 wins the game. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Please do not answer until we call your name, only because you may think you got in first, but you did not. And you may not be able to hear them when they buzz in. So everybody be cool. And yeah, and your quizmaster is the one and only, very friendly, very nice, although she's a little sour today because can't find that damn passport.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Commissioner, she's a little stressed, and it's okay. So, kid, you know, just put up the bumpers around a little bit for Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This Latin icon says songs that she uses in her music help her grieve a lot for whatever she's feeling, wherever, whenever, and her heart and her hips still lie.
Teresa's going to answer.
Shakira?
Oh, it was a clue in the, it was a clue, where, I get what you did.
Yes.
Wow, we so, usually I pick up on that stuff and I didn't get it. Yeah, it's Shakira.
Yeah,
Champion.
Is.
Wow, that was crafty. Champion goes up one zip.
This pop star has postponed a few more tour dates due to alleged bronchitis, but people are speculating he's still receiving backlash for getting arrested for driving under the influence, and people are saying bye, bye, bye.
Karina.
No, Karina got in first.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, it would be Justin Timberlake, I would think. And we are tied at one apiece.
Known for films like Hurt Locker, this actor made his way around Vegas with his charity event. We even had him on the show. What Parisa, is his...
Parisa!
Jeremy Renner?
For the lead, is it Jeremy Renner? Yes! 2-1 champion.
Netflix is doing a documentary on this late talk show host who is known for his outrageous storyline.
Parisa for the win!
Jerry Springer.
Is it Jerry Springer for the win? Yes. Woo! I'll tell you what, Karina. Parise is a damn good player.
Yeah, she is.
She really is. There was, as you may have noticed, there's nothing you can do about that. Yeah, you should not feel bad about this in any way, shape, or form, because Parise is really good.
You got to protest.
Yes! Well played. You know what? Well played. And just because of that, we're going to give you your choice. Do you want Mariah Carey tickets or Shakira tickets?
Oh, God, that's so hard. I'm going to go with Mariah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll have Mariah. Yeah, just because the protest line was solid. Well, we're so, yeah.
Oh, man.
You should be.
I got a big mouth. I'm from Boston. And see what just happened? I got Mariah tickets.
And you know, have you listened to this show for very long? Who are my favorite people? Boston people. It'd be even better if you had an accent, kid. It'd be wicked smart if you had an accent, kid.
I am. You know what? My car is parked. It's out in the parking lot right now.
Yeah. Let's go see the Sox. Have some chowder.
Yeah, but,
I love it.
Oh,
all right. Everybody hang on one second. No,
love
literally.
It.
It's one of the things I love about my buddy Mark. My buddy Mark, he's from Boston, and I just like to hang out with him, so he talks to me. And it's my favorite. It's my favorite thing. Oh, hang on a second. Let's bring her back in. What did you just say?
Is it Marky Mark?
See, no. It's not Marky Mark.
Just regular Mark.
Listen, Parisa's already won all the prizes that we have to give. So give her Chet Buchanan Show shirts to pile on. And then tomorrow, she goes for win number 5 and the coveted Chet Buchanan Show, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown Championship belt that one day we will order. I know it's starting to become a joke. I swear to God, it's on my list of things to do. So, Parisa goes for win number 5 tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Wait, who's taking the 177-second survey?
Gina Hernandez Francisco from the 215 and Jones.
Woo!
All the names. Put all the names in. North end of 215 or south end of 215 and Jones?
The north end.
Okay, I got you. Well, your 177-second survey starts right now. Now I forgot what I was going to do. Hang on, what happened to my thing? Oh, did you see the thing on TikTok again about the idea that we're using trash bags wrong? That we've been using trash bags inside out this whole time? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
My wife got sucked in on this the other day. The bit is that, you know how you shake the bag out and then you put the bag in and you fold it over the top of the trash can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put it on it like a hat and then just shove it into the trash can.
Oh.
That's what she says. She goes, I was today years old, which I hate those. I was today years old when I found out blah, blah, blah.
Never.
The hefty people.
Yeah, I would have never known either.
Yeah, the hefty people are like, if you really want to do that. This has been around for a few years, in all honesty. The hefty people are like, again, there is no inside or outside to your trash bag. Use it however you want.
Use it to your own discretion. Just clean up your house.
Yeah, just do your thing. Well, when you make a credit card purchase, Gina, and you are given a place to sign, do you actually attempt to sign your name, or do you just scribble on the screen?
Absolutely just scribble on the screen.
Michaela, when you get a chance to sign the screen, do you actually try to sign the screen, or do you just scribble something?
A scribbler.
Adrian, same, I would assume.
Scribble.
Yeah. I do something that sorta looks like a C and there might be elements of a B involved, but that's because they're really looking at it. Credit card companies don't check. They don't care. Because it never really comes up.
Well, that's comforting.
That isn't safe. I mean, my scribbling isn't safe either, although I try my best to do my scribble the same each time.
We're all making faces at each other. Do you have a pig in your car?
No, but I'm on my Bluetooth.
We've taken hundreds of phone calls throughout the history of this show. So you promise there's no, is there an ant? Is there? Okay, you guys hear that? It sounds like a pig, right?
Yeah.
Does it sound like a pig?
Yeah, snorting?
Yeah.
Oh,
it sounds adorable.
The pig, or do I sound adorable?
Both.
No, which would make you even more adorable if you had a pig in the car with you, so that you're alone in the car.
I am alone in the car. It's probably because I'm on my way to work, and it could be the area.
You guys heard what I heard, though, right?
The area.
I don't know.
Well, she is not far from the pig farm. She's not far from the pig farm. If she's at Jones and 215 in the North End, it's not far. But you guys heard what I heard, right? I'm not crazy.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
100%.
I mean, I'm crazy for other reasons, but not this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if there is one in there, don't be afraid to tell us the truth.
Yeah, we don't judge here.
No, we're not judging. No, in fact, we think it's awesome.
We're into it.
In the years that I've done just this show alone, forget my career as a whole. I'm pretty sure there's never been. Now the Bluetooth is feeding back on us. This is all just. Let's put her on hold. Get her Shakira tickets. But I've never had a pig in the car before, and that would be kind of cool. As well as having Michaela's dog in a sidecar of a motorcycle with goggles on as they careen across the desert to go get her passport. wait, final question. Can we bring Gina back? I'm sorry, there is a final question. Can we bring Gina back real? Hi.
I'm here.
Are vampires real?
I don't think they are.
According to today's relationship rehab, there is a gentleman that wishes to disagree. You, and it's perfect, obviously, Halloween next week. She's been dating him for 7 months, and he claims he's a vampire. We'll tell you the entire story. For real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the morning,
the Jet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Can we go back to a segment of the show, which I affectionately now call Michaela's Mexican Adventure? She and her fiance are supposed to leave on Sunday to go do a gig, to go do a very I'll give him a plug. Who's paying you?
Hey, thanks. It's Olivia Travel. It's for LGBTQ plus women. And we've done it for about 10 years now. And they're very good to us. We have such a good time.
Sure.
And I was really excited about it until I wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Until until your fiance can't find a passport. And I'm sure she just absolutely loves that we're talking about it.
No, I think it encourages her.
Now, here, our buddy Shelly, who's always good. And I was like, call us. And he's like, no time, two kids, school. you can go. She says, you can go to the passport office, the main one.
Mm-hmm.
The main one. You can go to the passport office and get one in 24 hours if you have proof of travel. The only catch is you got to go to L.A. Worth
okay,
it, right?
Well.
Totally worth it.
Yeah,
totally
we've got 72 hours. That's actually really good advice, Shelly.
I got to be honest with you. You could, if she wanted to, she could, like, you don't have to go together. She could leave right now and have it done by the end of the show. She could go right now, be there when the doors open this morning, go catch a Southwest flight. You're right there. Bang. Or just get going across the desert. Just zip across the Mojave.
Yeah. No. I think she's going to, because I think that's the only option that we have at this point. All joking aside, Shelly, thank you, because I wish that she was listening, but she's probably still sleeping right now. I'm going to text her to wake her. You know what? Let's just all call her. Let's harass her. Let's make her feel bad.
Adrian,
me out.
Adrian, get her. No, but again, I'm envisioning your fiance Lisa careening across the Mojave Desert on a motorcycle with a sidecar and the dog Rocco. Is in the sidecar. Yeah, Rocco's in the sidecar wearing goggles, and that's how I'm seeing
Las Vegas is waking up to the Chet Buchanan Show weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
177 second survey coming up with your Shakira tickets before you can buy them in just moments. Also, how are you set for cash right now? We get paid tomorrow. Our payday is tomorrow. Here's what, I'm not flexing, I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you. So we get paid tomorrow, and then we have one, two, three, four. We literally have four paydays after tomorrow. So five total paydays until Christmas. So maybe a little extra cash. I'm thinking, you know, you could use a little. You could maybe use a little, and you might want to listen to this.
Chet, ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Michaela, you have to admit, being ranked at number one for anything for 10 years is pretty impressive.
Heck yeah.
Unless it's this. 10 years in a row, the most rat-infested city in America is... Oh. And it's not what you think. I know what you think. What do you think? What's your immediate answer?
The New most York. Rat in,
right. You would think.
Right?
It is not. Orkin, the pest people. Did their annual ranking of the rattiest cities in America. Chicago number one, and has been for a full decade.
You know what? It's not completely surprising. I'd still say New York in a heartbeat, but yeah, that makes sense. Chicago.
Their large transit system and abundance of alleys is responsible. LA number two.
Oh, listen, true.
Yes.
When I lived in LA, girlfriend, those rats were like my roommates. I'm not sick of most things, disgusted by a lot of things. Oh my God. It was awful.
New York number three. I saw a rat in DC. They're number five, by the way. I saw a rat in Washington, DC at like 3:30 in the morning. Don't ask questions, but literally it was outside of our hotel. I thought it was a small dog with a long tail. And I was like, hey, look at that thing. And then I was like, no, my God, that's a rat. And it was funny because, and I think he was almost like a pet because I saw one valet guy talking to it. And he was just
not
chilling.
Talking to the rat.
No, DC, I was like, and it made sense to me. San Francisco, number four, DC. You know who's not on this list? Vegas. Thank you, Jesus, that we're not.
Proud of us.
Denver's in the top 10, which I didn't understand. Denver, Philly, Detroit, Baltimore, and Cleveland. However, Michaela, it is the dirty little secret. And I know you know this secret because you spend time back of house in numerous places on the strip. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're not there.
Yeah, they're just they're introverts in Vegas.
I would assume at Fontainebleau and at Wynn, because those are reasonably newer properties in the grand scheme and all of that. I assume you've not seen anything there. And whether you have or have not, answer that you have not.
I have never in my life.
I will tell you, I was walking back of house in a well-known property on the strip. Oof. And the ceiling tile fell in and a giant rat was like, whoa, what just happened? And he kind of gathered himself and then just scurried off. And I didn't even have time to be freaked out. It was so weird because A, I almost got hit by a falling ceiling tile, and B, and literally one of the employees just kind of looked at me and I looked back at them. And they went over and got one of those things, like, you know, when they mop the floor and it says, you know, caution, don't walk here type of thing, wet floor, whatever. They just put one of those next to the fallen ceiling.
No words were exchanged. Everyone knew what was happening. No,
we all just looked at each other and walked away.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, you ever dropped your phone in the toilet?
Oh, my God. Yes, I did. In Barstow, of all places. Nightmare.
Bare hand?
Yeah, dude. Needed it.
Supposedly, that water's quite clean. I mean, obviously, if it's fresh.
Yeah.
Supposedly, the water's quite clean. You ever reached into a garbage can? Where's the grossest place you've dropped your phone? Was it toilet?
I guess the toilet. No, because the trash can was kind of disgusting. I threw it away one time in the dumpster, and I had to go. We were living on the 12th floor, and I put it down the chute on accident.
Oh, God, I had it
in my hand with the trash.
Yes.
And we shoved it down, and it was Vegas heat. It was so hot, and I knew right away I dropped it right then and there.
Oh, even worse.
It was awful. I went downstairs, and that nasty trash that was disgusting. It smelled
gross. The dumpster that everybody threw. Oh, no.
Yeah, Carlise was calling me, blowing me up until we found it. Gross.
This woman's got you beat. Gross. 20-something, a 20-something woman in Australia rock climbing earlier this month. She drops her phone. It slides down into a crevice between the boulders. So she figures she can squeeze, she can squeeze in there to retrieve it. She did not. It's the old when you were a little kid, if you ever stuck your head into something and then couldn't get back out, or if your dog's ever done that. Yeah. So she's literally all the way inside the boulders to the point where you can only see her feet between the rocks. She's stuck upside down, upside down.
No,
doesn't have her phone, so she can't call for help.
Oh, my God. I panicked.
Can't move. Her friends were like, what the? And then finally came back and found her with her feet sticking out and nothing else. They can't get her out because she's stuck.
Oh, God.
So they make an emergency call. And they were lucky because apparently phone service was super bad there, but they got through to somebody. A crew shows up. They figure out that they've got to move the boulders just to get to her, including one that was over 1,000 pounds. And even then, the workers navigated her. I'm reading this now. The workers navigated her feet first up through a tight S-bend, which took over an hour upside down.
My anxiety was through the roof.
She was cool. She was collected. She was able to do whatever they asked. 7 hours stuck upside down in the rocks. I didn't even know that was physically possible. I thought that if you stayed upside down for that long, that eventually your head would explode. Or something, right? They got her out 7 hours. They checked her out at the hospital. She's okay, only a few cuts and bruises. And after all of it, phone still not recovered. It slid all the way down through the rocks. God. They never, even though they moved the boulders to free her, they couldn't find the phone.
Listen, just don't use your phone when you're experiencing nature and life. Just be present in the moment, or you'll be upside down for 7 hours.
Well, okay. Or maybe when you're throwing away the garbage down.
Okay, this isn't about me. Okay, this has nothing to do with me. Oh, yeah, wait, turn it on me. I don't think so.
But I thought it was always about you. That's what I'm saying. So yes, my goal is to make it always about you.
In the morning, the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Mika, you want to raw dog a fill in the blank?
Yeah, let's raw dog it.
to be fair, and just to pull back the curtain just a little bit, a lot of times I will take these stories and turn them into like a game of Mad Libs, where Michaela has an idea of what's coming so she can kind of formulate something. It just generally, it's for your pleasure.
Yes.
You know what I mean? For you, the listening audience, to make it better for you. But exactly. Every once in a while, I'll just throw one out there. So, okay, great. A 20-year-old man in the great state of
Florida.
It's the one you think.
Yeah, easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jeremy Lang. He's been arrested for robbing 5
banks,
not convenience stores, not banks, not
malls.
Yeah, 5 what?
Malls.
churches.
Who loves a church?
Special place in hell. You know, yeah. It's possible it might have even been more than five. He wasn't good enough to get away with it. And now you've got to realize they're on to you. The cops, you know, yes, the cops are smarter than you generally.
Yeah.
But they've also done this enough that they understand your patterns. And I know that you think that you're brilliant, but you're not a master criminal. You're just not.
You don't cover
your tracks very well because the police found internet searches on his phone because that's the first thing they'll do.
Oh my God,
after they arrest you, then they want to get the evidence. So they search it. They find out what you've been looking for on your phone. For example, Jeremy was looking for how to cut a shirt into a
blindfold
mask.
Because
you're robbing. Where does a blank keep their money?
Church.
Yeah. Do churches have, where do you keep your money?
Safes.
Do churches have safes? Uh-huh. Yes, he searched all those things.
Oh, what an idiot.
Jeremy is now facing a handful of charges, including five church burglary charges. Is that a specific thing? I don't know. Five criminal mischief charges, three larceny charges, and one motor vehicle burglary. He's also facing drug possession. What? Drug possession?
He wasn't sober?
That's ridiculous. You're making that up. It's a raw dog version of fill in the blank. All nicely right. done.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I have to be honest with you, my mind is completely blown by this more you know before we go today.
Why?
Things I truly didn't know. Well, I know I had an inkling of this one. Do you know where Hawaiian pizza with ham and pineapple on it? Do you know where that was? You would think it was invented in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, of course.
No, it's Canadian.
You know what? I swear to God, I think I did hear that. And I was like, why?
Uh-huh. That's one of those things where you go, yeah, I think I've heard that somewhere before. And now I really want. Let me ask you this, the more important question. Do you eat pineapple on your pizza?
Absolutely not. No.
There is nothing I love more on this planet than a spicy Hawaiian.
You're like a human or just a little slice of pizza?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, now you're ready for the... Well, if you think that's gross, and if you think your kid is gross, brace yourself, everybody, on this one. Young rabbits, young pandas, and many other animals instinctively will eat their mother's byproduct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it. No, pick that up.
It contains bacteria that they need to properly digest vegetation.
Honestly, it's not surprising. They're like wildlife. It's just, glad humans aren't walking around doing that.
Unlike your kid who just eats their own.
Does it have a photo of my niece at 1 year old?
Yeah, like what are you doing?
Nightmare. Mm-hmm.
I did not know this. Do you know where the Geico gecko came from?
No, but I love him.
1999, there was a Screen Actors Guild strike. They couldn't use live actors, and Geico still wanted to be able to advertise, so they made the gecko.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, and that gecko's so famous now. When I think of Geico, I of course think of that little stupid gecko. Yeah,
the gecko and the caveman, and that's
so
it.
So cute.
That's the more you know before we go. Oh my goodness, we're fine. Look how close we are to a Friday. Look how close. Nevada Day. Oh my God. Happy Nevada Day tomorrow to all who celebrate. We're going to come in here and we're going to put forth a solid C+ effort tomorrow. Yeah. It's Friday and it's Nevada Day and there's no kids in school. And listen, we know you're going to work, so we'll show up too, but
yeah,
we don't like it. We're doing it under protest.
We'll give an average show.
Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. High quality content throughout the day. A look behind the scenes at what? I don't know, but it's a look behind the scenes. Adrian, what you got going?
Man, nothing much, man. Matter of fact, I don't even need everybody to go check out the Unlikely Podcast. Although, if you do go check it out, be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. Just hit me up on Instagram at Heavyweight Radio. Hit the follow. Send me a message. Let me know that you listened on this fine program. And then, I guess my suggestion would be, check out the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app, wherever and whenever.
And the international superstar, Michaela Gordon.
You can catch me at Fountain Blue tonight, 8 p.m. And follow me at Michaela Gordon, at M-I-K-A-L-A-H Gordon.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Nevada Day in advance.
Yeah, happy Nevada Day.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.